Well, turning now to another story in Colorado, tomorrow is Election Day around the country. And while there are no big decisions about national office, voters in some places are going to cast ballots on key issues, including Colorado. In Denver, residents will decide on a tax that would fund scholarships for low to middle income students to attend public and nonprofit colleges in the state. Supporters say it's critical for economic development in a city where less than half of high school graduates finish college. Jenny Brundine from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio reports.
Kalina Gallardo loves learning. The high school senior at Coons Miller Creative Arts Academy in Denver spends 4 hours a day on homework, and she takes extra classes to earn college credit. She's a shoo-in for higher education, right?
No, not at all.
That's what Gallardo says when I ask her if she has the money for college. Even Community College of Denver, where tuition is around $3,000 a year,
I would still have to have a full-time job, and I don't even know. Those numbers are, I can't fathom it.
The majority of Denver's public school students, like Kalina, live in poverty. Her parents never finished high school, but they told Kalina that education will make her content in life.
And expanding our knowledge and thinking critically about the world around us in order to find where we fit in and where we can change our situation.
Kalina's dad lives in Mexico. Her mom has a serious mental illness. Kalina's only hope now lies in Measure 2A, a sales tax increase on tomorrow's ballot. Measure 2A would take 8 cents on every $100 purchase to fund a city-funded scholarship program that supporters say will give Denver students a fair shot at college.
70% of the jobs are going to require some form of post-secondary education.
That's Stephen Jordan. He's president of Metro State University here in Denver.
We have large populations of people that need to be in college. They can't afford to go to college. Our own data at Metro showed when we surveyed, got responses from about 1,200 students who had left in one of the last three semesters, 45% of the students said they left because they couldn't afford it.
Tuition at Colorado's public colleges has risen 50% in the past 5 years. That's largely because state funding has shrunk, putting Colorado 47th in the nation.
The city of Denver has absolutely no jurisdiction, authority, responsibility for any public higher education in the state of Colorado.
Opponents of Measure 2A, like Denver City Councilwoman Mary Beth Sussman, says the funding crisis is up to state lawmakers and colleges to solve, not the city. Here she is at a debate earlier this fall.
We have to pave roads. We're in operation. We have to keep the city going. We have a huge obligation for affordable housing. We have to take care of our parks, our police, our sheriffs, our firefighters. That is what a city is responsible for.
Measure 2A would generate $10 million a year to flow into scholarship organizations that have a track record of graduating students. Students who've lived in Denver for 3 years could apply for up to $4,000 a year to go to any public post-secondary school in the state. They would have to stay in college and get good grades. But City Councilman Rafael Espinosa wonders if it would be money well spent.
This is for high school kids to go anywhere in the state, get that degree, and then not necessarily return that investment to Denver.
The question is, are you better off if you send a kid to college and that kid ends up moving to New York City, or if you don't send a kid to college and that kid ends up staying in Denver?
That's Seth Belsley, a lawyer who helped craft the ballot question. Councilman Kevin Flynn is against the plan. He says not everyone can afford more sales tax.
I cannot ask the struggling working families of Marlee, Brentwood, or Harvey Park to pay anything more at the cash register when they buy school supplies or clothes for their kids, so that we can subsidize college tuition increases.
17-year-old Kalina Gallardo goes to school in Harvey Park. She says she would gladly pay a penny more on every $10 she spends so she and her peers can go to college.
It would be revolutionary, really, for myself as a person who has put her whole life into her education.
Kalina should find out tomorrow whether voters will help students like her go to college in Colorado. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundine.